Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
One in three adults who now drink at home alone at least once a week, while one in four report binge drinking in the past 30 days. That's according to new research from DrinkAware, whose CEO Dervla O'Brien joins us this morning. Good morning to Dervla. This relationship with alcohol that we have, it's sort of changing. I was saying before we came on air that when I was young, drinking alone was considered a very bad thing, a kind of a thin end of a wedge scenario. And that appears from these sort of stats to have changed utterly.
Probably agree with you, Kira. I mean, the data is nuanced and often a mixed bag. So the prevalence of at-home drinking tends to peak amongst those aged 50 to 64 years, with almost two-thirds of those reporting that they're most likely to have a drink at home in the past 30 days. Whereas young people, that's not necessarily the case. Young people tend to be the cohort who are engaging in binge drinking. And that's where it tends to peak amongst those.
Okay. That drinking alone at home scenario, that people used to talk about alcohol as sort of a social lubricant. People drank alcohol in order to socialise. I'm not talking about problem drinking. I'm just talking about people drinking in general. But drinking home alone is not that. Are people now turning to alcohol as, increasingly to unwind?
Well, it would indicate certainly that, you know, if you're drinking at home alone, it's probably as a place of habit. It may be avoidance. It may be that de-stressor, I deserve this at the end of the day. Well, it's certainly not really socialising. So that's really the trend. And what's interesting is compared to, say, 2018, that figure was at 14%. So that's quite a jump, 14% to 31% now drinking at home alone. I think what happened was it was certainly a growing trend, but when COVID hit, it became very much embedded and it has stayed at that level of one in three adults drinking at home alone.
Okay, so about one in seven before the pandemic were drinking home alone and now one in three. It's more than doubled. Do you think people understand the risks of these things, the changing relationship with alcohol, as I say, moving from socialising to maybe a crutch of sorts, that there's a danger in that?
Well, and probably not as much as we all need to. I suppose the danger with drinking at home is that, one, it becomes a habit and it's ubiquitous. And then it becomes a situation where you're not in a controlled environment and you may not be watching what you're drinking. So there's certainly a lack of awareness in terms of what a standard drink is or what binge drinking is.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. TC.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Remind people sure. Of both of those things, please.
Yeah, so a standard drink is a small glass of wine, 100 ml glass of wine. It's a glass of beer. It's a pub measure of spirits. Binge drinking is six or more standard drinks in one sitting. So essentially, 3 pints and above is binge drinking.
Okay.
And people, you know, they're not, and people think they know this, but they don't. They often don't. And there's a very little awareness about what the low risk weekly guidelines are. In terms of what the HSE issues
that it's and remind people again of that, if you sure. don't mind, Deborah. What are those guidelines?
Yeah, it's 11 standard drinks over the course of a week for a woman, and 17 standard drinks over the course of a week for a man. No more than 6 standard drinks in one sitting, and always to allow at least 2 days alcohol free.
Okay.
Over the course of a week. And guidelines, not a target.
If a standard drink is 100 mils of wine and there's 70 cls in a bottle of wine mostly, we're talking about that's 7 drinks in a bottle of wine. So it's a bottle and a half of wine per week for a woman. Because women would often drink wine. And it would be 7 pints per week for a man.
Roughly, rule of thumb, I think if you keep it simple enough, because there's different alcohol levels and different types of drinks and wines.
That's roughly it. Okay.
Yeah, roughly it. Yeah.
All right. Lastly, are you encouraging people to kind of just look at their drinking habits with these stats and maybe think about that thing that you've mentioned,
absolutely.
Like 2 nights or more alcohol free per week, all those kind of things that sometimes
absolutely.
We do
and it's not,
have a slippery slope in our heads with booze?
We do. And coming up to Christmas, and Christmas is a key driver of consuming more alcohol, we're asking people really to just take a step back, be mindful. It's not all bad news as well, because more and more people are looking to drink less. And that's important to put out there as well.
Yeah.
36% of adults want to drink less and are taking steps to do so. So more and more people are looking for a better way of life and a better quality of life. And that's to be encouraged. And people don't stop drinking because of stats, you know. People really want to hear public information campaigns about stories and examples of where people have made a change.
Look, thank you very much for joining us with those stats. That is the CEO there of DrinkAware, Dervla O'Brien. Shane, what I find very interesting in this is more and more people want to drink less. But if you look at the stats, more and more people are actually drinking more.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, Karen, I'm totally torn on this. I'm not sure there's anything that awful about having a glass of wine or a beer with a meal. Is something I like to do. But then again, as a nation, we are drinking too much and we're finding different ways of drinking, and that is a concern.
Yeah. I will fully admit here, live on News Talk Breakfast Radio, that years ago, I wouldn't really have poured myself a glass of wine if I was home alone. I wouldn't have done that. I would have thought, ooh, this is a slippery slope. This is a thin end of a wedge. Drinking on your own, it's a bit sad. I had that in my head when I was younger. And now if I was home alone and I was having something nice to eat, or I was watching a movie I liked on the TV or something, I would pour myself a glass of wine. And so I have obviously changed my own goalposts in my head. And I suspect that lots of people have. Whether or not they changed during the pandemic, I'm not sure if that was the game changer for me.
I think generally.
But I guess we all drank at home during the pandemic because we had nowhere else to be.
Yeah, it definitely became much more of a social norm to do so.
God, the knock-on effects of that pandemic and the lockdowns, we still feel them to this day. Every little ramification of the changes that we've continued to live with. I suppose we're asking out there this morning, do you recognise yourself in these stats? Are you one of the 1 in 3 people now who drink home alone? It used to be 1 in 7, but it's now 1 in 3. And are you somebody who is binge drinking? Because that's going on in increasing numbers too. It's only 3 pints or more. And that really isn't a lot for us. Let us know what you think this morning about your own alcohol consumption. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.